In this bulletin, hundreds of Australians honoured in the Queen's Birthday Awards. Debate over Australia's media laws and the leaking of official documents continues. And in football, Australia's Matildas lose their opening Women's World Cup match to Italy. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Hundreds of Australians have been recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List. The award includes people who have achieved excellence in the fields of science, arts, community service, education and business. While there are many high-profile names, local heroes were among those recognised for their contribution to the community. Co-founder of Story Factory, Catherine Keenan, is one of the award recipients. She's been recognised for her work with children, helping them to tell their stories and have their voices heard. She says being able to teach literacy skills to young people is a true honour.
People often think about literacy more in terms of reading, and reading is access and it's massively important, but writing is agency. If you can write, you can tell your story to the world, you can change the world.
Labor is calling on Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to clarify whether he was involved in the leaking of an official document related to legislation the government didn't want passed. The Australian Federal Police on Friday revealed it had dropped its investigation into the leaking of details about a classified briefing on the so-called Medivac Bill. The bill changed the process for asylum seekers to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment and was publicly opposed by Mr. Dutton. The announcement follows the AFP raiding the ABC headquarters as well as a News Corp journalist's home over leaked information last week. While Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists the government is committed to ensuring press freedom, Labor is accusing the government of distancing itself from the raids. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says freedom of the press is essential for democracy.
The issue of freedom of the press is absolutely critical. But we also take seriously the issue of national security and information being used for partisan political purposes.
Thousands of protesters have marched through the streets of Hong Kong opposing the government's proposed changes to extradition laws. The proposed amendments have been widely criticised, with many arguing it erodes Hong Kong's independence from China. Under the One Country, Two Systems framework enacted in 1997, when the British gave power over to the Chinese, Hong Kong was guaranteed the right to retain its own social, legal and political system. Protester Toby Chow says if passed, the laws will negatively affect every resident in Hong Kong.
I think the most important thing is to oppose the evil law, as this new law is stepping on the bottom line of Hong Kong people. Any person, even those who thought at first it's not their business, now see that as long as they're from Hong Kong, they will be affected. Everyone can feel this today.
Researchers say a change in cervical screening tests is resulting in earlier detection of the potentially cancer-causing infection. A test for the human papillomavirus replaced pap smear testing in December 2017 as part of the National Cervical Screening Program. A study led by Dr. Dorothy Michalek from the Royal Women's Hospital's Centre for Women's Infectious Disease found the change in program is resulting in more detections and an increase in the number of referrals. Over time, the report expects mortality rates due to cervical cancer to also decrease. The new screening program involves HPV testing every 5 years for women aged 25 to 74. To sport and in football, Australia has lost its Women's World Cup opener to Italy, 2-1. Matildas captain Sam Kerr scored the opening goal of the match to give the Australians the lead, but the Italians soon equalised. A final goal in the 95th minute secured the win for the Italian side. Kerr says the loss is disappointing, but she's hopeful her team will do better in the next match against Brazil.
It's obviously disappointing to lose, but we've still got two games and we're definitely not out. You know, it's disappointing to lose, but we'll stick together, focus on Brazil now. I think we dominated first half and kept possession really well, but we just didn't take our chances and I don't think we created enough chances.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 18. Adelaide, an early shower before a sunny afternoon, 18 degrees. Melbourne, morning showers and then sunny, 18. Hobart, rain, 13. Canberra, showers and windy, 15 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, also 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a few showers, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.